irgendwas Zeit für mich, dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Grindcore-Songs auf ihrem Weg zum Publikum. Denkst du vielleicht gerade an mich, dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Grindcore-Songs, wie sowas aufs Album kommt.
Aus der Feinde, weil du nicht gekriegt, ich weiß, es schlägt dich zu und warum bemühen wir uns gar nicht so schlecht, denn muss wirklich diese 3 Minuten mal nicht hin, weil man nur schlägt in der Platte 99 Microsoft. 66 ist von Millilis, ich kann nur abrufen, du kriegst dich auf die Politik erzählen, aber 60 steht doch nur, dann wird sie gut gemacht, wie sind von mir keine Achtung, ich kenn mir den Publikum, die 99 Microsoft.
99 Grindcore-Songs ließen keinen Platz mehr. Dieses Album ist nun voll mit Schlagern, Grindcore, Rock'n'Roll. Darum gibt's keinen Grund mehr, nur eine Zeile weiter zu singen. Wir gehen heim und warten ab, wir hören schon die Kassen klingen.
This is the Grunt Free Press podcast, and it's week 99 on the Holy Grunt Free calendar. That's a good year right there. It's a pretty good vintage of podcast. www.gruntfreepress.com is still the website you can go to for old shit at this point. I haven't fucking updated anything in a couple weeks at least. And podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address that you can send. Send me some suggestions, I guess, what should I put on there? Because it's funny, it's like originally like the whole idea of the website was fucking like, I was going to fucking rant about shit, you know what I mean? And then it's fucking like, I kind of do that on here and get that all out of the way. And now it's just like fucking like, I have reviews if I feel like it. And then like, you know, even then I'm fucking... You know, every game I play, I don't feel like fucking review. I'm just like, I don't really care. You know, don't really feel that strongly either way. And again, I get a lot of it out on here. This is like my therapy, I guess, for the week. So, yeah, episode 99 is where we're at. And we're gonna talk about a lot about Friday the 13th, : the game here. Which I guess we already have talked a lot about, but... Yeah, I mean, there's just the wait's over on that, and I mean, was it worth it? I mean, you know, I'm probably the most talked about game on this show. So I mean, like, you know, again, it's been fucking delayed. We got delayed 6 months or so. You know, was it worth that? Was it worth me fucking buying a fucking whatever copy for PC and Xbox and fucking PlayStation and whatever the fuck, getting the collector's edition and blah blah blah, all that shit. So yeah, again, I've been playing a lot of it. Is it worth it? I'm not gonna say. I can't just for ethical reasons here. I can't say either way. Just again, I backed the fucking game on Kickstarter. You know, I'm not going to review it in any fucking official capacity. I mean, I don't think that'd be very cool. But, yeah, I am going to fucking talk about it, obviously, because I fucking played a shit ton of it fucking this week and last week and whatever. So, I mean, just keep that in mind. Just keep in mind as I'm going through this. I mean, maybe you don't... I don't know if anybody actually takes me seriously, but... Remember that Grunt Free Press and Absolute Deicide. That's in the credits of the game, the Friday the 13th game. Or just trust me on that one. I mean, just fucking, I was looking like, I'm like, cool, you know what I mean? Fucking after I played for a little bit, I'm like, it'll be cool to fucking see my name in the credits, see if they fucking like put it in right and shit. And so I try fucking looking, I'm like, I'll check out these fucking credits, like, see my name in there, finally, fucking my name in the credits of a fucking game, and like, fucking, yeah, it's ridiculous, fucking, if you can find it, like, good luck. I mean, it's fucking, me and like 2,000 other fucking Kickstarter backers, you know, whoever, I think you just had to like, do like the minimum fucking, like, amount of money to get your fucking name in there, so it's just like, just a wall of fucking text, it's ridiculous. It's all just like scrolling by real fast. I think it's in like the smallest font like they could possibly fucking use on there. It's just like Jesus Christ, and it's like not in any kind of like order, you know. It's not like fucking like alphabetical order or nothing. It's just fucking, I don't know how the fuck they did that. It was just like, I don't know, like six columns of fucking these little tiny names scrolling up real fast. It's like, ah, oh, Jesus. I'm kind of sick, so I might be a little coffee, more coffee than usual. And I'm drinking coffee also, but that's besides the point. So yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, it's just fucking, it's a little tiny names just fucking scrolling up real fast. It just looks like a fucking mess. Like, I don't know. I'm just like, all right, well, this, I went through like the first time, like, dude, I'm never going to fucking find my name on here. And I was bored, you know, I was still on fucking vacation last week. And I was like, fucking, like, it's in there somewhere. I hope so. Actually, I had to go through like two or three times. I did find it. It's in fucking, the middle column. If you look at the middle column of that fucking the giant fucking scrolling text. And it's not that far down, you know, it's a little bit, you know, let it scroll for a second or two, and it's right there, middle column, fucking Absolute Deicide, and then Grunt Free Press, in parentheses, so I found it, I did the work for you, but if you want confirmation, and you just have time to kill, and fucking, like, whatever, you give a shit, there you go. So yeah, I mean, yeah, the game itself, though, yeah, so, yeah, we played the beta, we talked about the beta quite a bit, and yeah, I mean the actual game is not too different from the beta, honestly, which I talked about again at fucking great length. But yeah, I mean basically, you know, you're playing either, you know, most of the time you're playing fucking as a counselor, you know, the seven different counselors, and they're just trying to the basic thing is just try to survive against fucking Jason, and Jason's fucking overpowered as fuck, which is a good thing, you know. It's just fucking, you don't want to, if he was just fucking like, ah, whatever, just fucking gang up on him and hit him a few times and like kill him, like, I don't think you can even do that. I mean, you'll just, you know, if you hit him, you get a good hit on him, you'll stun him and shit, but you know, he just gets right back up after, you know, 5-10 seconds or whatever. But so yeah, so the matches themselves, you know, there's a time limit on them. There's 20 minutes. Again, if you can just survive, wait out the 20 minutes, that's, you know, whoever's left after that, that's, you know, a win or whatever. But I mean, yeah, I mean, most people don't do that. I mean, you have to be a fucking like faggot, you know what I mean, to like try to, oh, let's just fucking run for 20 minutes or whatever. Yeah, most of the time you're just trying to find a means of escaping. I mean, it's, you know, you get to repair a car. I mean, to do that, you find, like, you get to, you know, fill it with gas. You get to find a gas can. You get to find a battery, and then you need keys to fucking put in the, you know, just car keys and fucking start it up and drive out. Some of the maps have a boat, and then for the boat, you need to find a propeller and put that on there. And again, you need fucking throw gas in that too and fucking take off. And there's like two different cars on each map. It's fucking, one's like a two-seater, one's a four-seater, and yeah, the boat's a two-seater, you know. And again, there's seven people there, so you know, in the game, so you're not everybody's gonna be able to get out that way, usually. Or you call the cops, you know, you find a fuse, just as you're going through, you know, a lot of the game is, when you're playing as the counselor, you're just searching drawers and shit, and, you know, you find a fuse, and then you gotta find, a telephone, and you gotta repair, like, there's a box outside, you gotta fucking repair that with the fuse, and then fucking just call the cops, and it's like 5 minutes, and the cops will get there, and fucking, then everybody's just like a one road leading out of the camp, and everybody can just fucking go there, and get out that way, which is the easiest, you know, it's the easiest way, kinda, but I mean, it's just the fact that fucking, like, you know, fucking Jason knows and that shit's happening too, so fucking, it's just all, everyone's kinda crowding towards one area, so he's fucking, usually ends up there, fucking, you know, just fucking morphs there or whatever, and just fucking, yeah, it's fucking usually a bloodbath, you know, I'm fucking just everybody trying to get there and shit. So yeah, and there is a way to kill Jason, I guess, but it's fucking ridiculous, and people figured it out somehow. I mean, probably just going in like private matches and like fucking around. I mean, there's no way you'd ever fucking like really do it in a match with random people. You know what I mean? Again, you have to be like a private match with your fucking friends or whatever and coordinate it, more or less. I mean, it's just something about, you know, you gotta have a female counselor. He's gotta go to, Jason's cabin, which is, I think it's random where his cabin spawns, I believe. But it's just a little unmarked shack somewhere on the map. I mean, again, it's three different maps in the game, and, I know, like, you know, if you fucking, hold on. Yeah, I got some nasty shit in my fucking lungs. But yeah, if you fucking, if you spawn in as Jason, it's fucking like, I've looked before, but it's like, all right, I gotta keep in mind, like, this is where the shack is and shit, and then I fucking, like, gone back as a counselor and tried to go in there, I'm like, fucking, it's not here, you know what I mean? So I think it might be random, I'm not positive on that, though. But yeah, but if you go in there as a female counselor, you see, Jason's mom, fucking Pamela, you see, like, her head and shit from, like, part two, and, like, fucking, you know, the sweater's there and shit, and you can... If you, again, you have to be a female, you fucking put on the sweater, and, then you have to fucking, like, stun, that gives you, like, another, like, ability where you can just fucking stun him for a second, like, you start fucking, like, talking like fucking Pamela Voorhees and fucking, like, stuns him and shit. But yeah, this is something, like, even that's pretty fucking rough and random and shit to fucking, like, even, like, find that shit and do that, but, yeah, so somebody's gonna do that, and then fucking, somebody's gonna be fucking Tommy Jarvis. Again, that's fucking another thing you do. You just call in, on a radio, fucking in a random shack. There'll be a fucking CB radio you can call, and somebody who died previously comes back as, Tommy Jarvis. So yeah, somebody's, after you stun him, somebody's gonna be fucking Tommy Jarvis, and, somebody's gonna, you know, you all gotta fucking hit him enough to knock off, his mask. Which does it, you know, you just have to hit him a shitload of times, and eventually he's fucking, his mask will fall off, and, yeah, so the person with the sweater is gonna fucking activate that fucking ability, and then Tommy has to go fucking pick up the mask, and fucking, then Tommy has to fucking hit him enough to kill him, or something like that. It never fucking happened naturally, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, more or less like a fucking Easter egg, you know what I mean? I don't think that ever fucking happened with a random group of people, or a fucking, you know what I mean, a fucking Jason. Somebody playing Jason would fucking let that shit happen. You know, even when you go into the fucking, the cabin to get, like, the sweater or whatever, fucking, yeah, it's fucking, that sets off, like, you know, it says, like, oh, they're here or some shit. Well, the person playing Jason's, he knows that you're in the fucking cabin. So, it's, again, it's fucking a matter of, like, all that shit. It's, like, fucking probably not gonna happen. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, the basic gameplay, again, I've talked about the beta a lot, it's the same thing. It's just that, yeah, usually running as a counselor, you're just fucking running like cabin to cabin, you know, opening every fucking drawer in the place, looking for items that'll help you fucking survive, you know, fucking med spray and pocket knives. And, you know, if he grabs you and you have a pocket knife in your inventory, you fucking stab him and get away. You know, map, you know, you start off, you don't have a fucking map of the place, all you have is like a little mini map in the corner. So yeah, I mean, you really fucking want that so you can see where the cabins are and shit, and see what where the other players are and what they're doing, and yeah, you know, the first aid spray again fucking heals you if you get hurt, and yeah, firecrackers, fucking, you throw them and it fucking stuns them and all that. I'll say this though, it's fucking, like, you know, it's pretty. And it's just, again, I was complaining in the beta and shit of fucking, like, this could get kind of, like, repetitive of just fucking going, like, searching fucking, you know, draw to drawer and fucking, like, cabin to cabin, like, that type of shit. You know, I can get kind of old or whatever, but I think it's fucking, like, it's just funny how bad, like, people are at, like, searching shit. Again, it's just, like, fucking, you never know. You could be, like, the first person, like, you know, 2 seconds of the match, fucking Jason can fucking... bad spawn, you're right near the fucking car and, like, the telephone, you know, to call the cops and shit. So Jason's gonna fucking, whoever's Jason's gonna fucking go there immediately and start, like, setting traps and shit, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like, oh, cool, I spawned near a bunch of shit, but it's just like, I'm kind of too close to all this shit. It's in fucking, you know, could be fucking 2 seconds, Jason, 2 seconds into the match, Jason fucking spawns there, just, you know, he's gonna grab you and fucking, like, whatever, murder you, and you're in, like, you know, the first fucking house you go into is, like, some little shitty house, like, no exit, there's nothing in there, it's like, fuck, you know what I mean? So, yeah, well, this thing is funny that, like, so, yeah, that just does get a little fucking repetitive. I'm just fucking like, all right, I'm opening these fucking drawers. You know, everything's, like, randomly generated, you know. Jump through fucking, go through a window, hop through fucking one of the windows, bar the fucking doors. There's a little metal bar that comes down to, like, fortify him and makes it fucking harder for Jason to fucking burst through him. And you open the drawers looking for fucking items. Rinse and repeat. I mean, it is kind of like... So, yeah, it's kind of like busy work, well, until fucking Jason starts hunting you down, and then, you know, then he fucking shows up, and it's just fucking, like, survival mode, you know what I mean? Just fucking trying to survive as long as possible. I think it's funny, yeah, I think it's funny, like, seeing, like, other people when they're playing, or, like, you know, I'll be in a fucking match, and it's just, like, fucking, like, all right, well, I mean, this, again, it's the thing to do. I mean, even if fucking Jason's not on you, you should be fucking, like, barring the doors and shit, because, again, he can just fucking show up in a second, and it's fucking, like, well, you want the, you know, door fucking barred, you want fucking, there's bear traps you can set on the ground, it's fucking, like, yeah, put those in front of the doors, too, you know what I mean? Like, don't go through the doors, like, go through the fucking windows and shit, because that's, you know, the way you're gonna escape and all that shit. Pretty common sense shit, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, there is a certain just, like, way to just fucking, all right, 1, 2, 3, you know what I mean? Just go through these steps and just keep doing that. You think, anyway, and then I fucking go through and just fucking... You know, I'm like fucking like, oh, this door's locked. Somebody must have fucking been in here already. And it's fucking like, and then it's like, well, the door's locked and somebody like went through like one drawer and then fucking like went out the back door, left that wide open. You know what I mean? And it's fucking like, what the fuck? And then it's like, you start searching. It's like, hey, look, the car keys are right here. The fucking fuse, you know, fuse for the fucking, you know, they call the cops. That's right here too. Like, you know, people are fucking real shitty and fucking like looking for shit. It's like, oh, there's a battery in the corner too and a shotgun. And just like, dude, like, the fuck are you guys doing? Yeah, some people are bad at just, like, looking for shit, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, it's just kind of pointless, you know, or whatever, just fucking, like, repetitive, and then it's fucking, like, some people are just really fucking bad at just looking for stuff, you know? But, yeah, anyway, yeah, the quality of each match, I mean, because it is fucking multiplayer, you know what I mean? It's all multiplayer, so, how good each match, how fun it is or whatever, it varies so much. I mean, it's just, you know, between the people you're playing with, and again, the items are all fucking randomly placed, and, you know, just depending on, like, what the other counselors are fucking doing, you know, are they helping you out, or is this fucking, like, whatever, some, like, faggot just, like, hiding in a closet, just fucking, like, oh, I was gonna sit here for 20 minutes, and blah, 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 like, whatever, oh, I'm gonna hide under a bed and see what happens, hide in a fucking sleeping bag or whatever. And then, you know, and then it's fucking like, you know, who's controlling Jason, you know what I mean? Does he suck? Is he, like, too good? You know what I mean? Does he just fucking seem to just get up on you in, like, 1 second, like, whatever? Or is it, like, a fucking 12-year-old? Just one thing I don't like, it fucking, you can hear fucking Jason, like, talking and shit. Like, the person can just fucking just, like, talk like normal. It's, like, proximity chat. You know, is it like a fucking, like, 12-year-old running around as Jason yelling in the mic and shit and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, that shit happens. Which I think is funny, too. It's just fucking, you know, I've played, again, pretty much full days of this fucking game at this point. It was fucking, like, 12 hours, you know, fucking, like, whatever. And just, you know, I'll play during the day and the night at this point. And it's fucking, so it's, like, Jason goes from, like, some screaming, like, American kid, then fucking, like, later on in the day, it's a fucking, like, screaming British kid, and then, like, even, like, later in the day, it's a screaming, like, Japanese kid. You get fucking Jason walking around, oh, ohayo, konnichiwa, and it's fucking, like, ah, oh, Jesus Christ. A lot of Japanese people playing the game, I just think it's fucking weird. I never thought about that. Fucking, is Friday the 13th, like, big in fucking Japan? I don't know. Apparently, it's, again, there's a lot of fucking Japanese fucking character names and shit, and people talking Japanese running around as fucking Jason and the counselors and shit. It's fucking weird. So yeah, I mean, yeah, all that shit, like, who's playing Jason, like, that's, like, a big factor in, you know, how fun the game is gonna be, and, you know, or it's fucking, you know, did somebody fucking drive off in the car by himself, and now everybody's fucking stranded there, like, no way to get out, except, you know, try to find, like, some other bullshit. Which I'll admit I do sometimes, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, dude, if I, like, repair this entire car, like, if I'm the one who finds a fucking battery and a fucking, like, you know, gas can, and then, you know, fucking fix the car, And there's, like, two other people, like, standing around there, like, doing nothing and, like, was waiting for, like, whatever. Or they fucking just go off and do some other bullshit, you know, and then I'm fucking like, all right, well, I fixed the car and there's nobody near me and what, I'm not just going to fucking sit here and wait. So, you know, see you the fuck later. Just take off. I do that. And again, I don't have a fucking mic. So, whatever. Yeah, I mean, yeah, sometimes you die in the first, like, 10 seconds in the match, and sometimes you're the last fucking counselor left, and there's really nothing you can do except run or fucking, like, hide, and that's about it. You know what I mean? It's fucking, like, the only person left, fucking Jason's on you. I have, like, nothing, again, like, no way to get out. Like, either there's people, like, left in the fucking car, or there's no way you're gonna fucking be able to start up the car yourself and all that bullshit. So it's just like, all you can really do is fucking run and hide and shit. And yeah, I mean, you're not gonna be able to fucking, all you're pretty much doing is just fucking like, all right, well, I'm just gonna try to like fake him out and fucking like outsmart the fucking Jason and fucking, you know, jumping in and out of the windows of the cabin, you know. Basically, you just have to like troll Jason, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, all right, well, what is he gonna think I'm gonna do, you know what I mean? Like, am I gonna, if he's fucking breaking down a door and you fucking jump out a window, is he gonna keep breaking down the door and then like he's outside, you jump back in, like that type of shit. But it's just, you know, it's the same shit on the other side when you're playing as Jason. It's just fucking like, you know, it's just like some faggot is gonna be fucking hiding in a bush in the middle of fucking nowhere, you know what I mean? There's been times that I've been playing fucking Jason, there's fucking, you know, one or two people left, and I can't find them for like the life of me, like, where the fuck are they? And it's just, so yeah, that can be fucking like super frustrating, you know. It's, you know, all the counselors too have like different, like stats, you know. It's like stealth, strength, like whatever the fuck, stamina, blah blah blah, repair, take, you know, how long is it gonna take you to repair the car and all that shit. Yeah, some people are just fucking like, oh, I'll get the highest stealth fucking character, I was gonna fucking sit here in a bush all game, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, that's gay, but, you know, and fucking, I mean, you'll find them eventually, but it's fucking just like, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, number one, it's a fucking really boring, shitty way to fucking play the game, and like, I don't know, number two, it's just like, fucking, I don't know, why would you do that? So yeah, I was saying, just a lot of fucking variables in the fucking, in the game, depending on like, fucking, like, it could be a really good fucking match, or it could be like, pretty shitty. So yeah, there's also a fairly long progression system. Every match you play, you earn XP, fucking level up. You know, you unlock different counselors. As, you know, it's just like, you know, certain ones are unlocked at different levels, different player levels, and you know, like, you know, their stats aren't going up or anything. You have like just one straight your player level, like, type of deal. Like, the more you play, again, it's just fucking certain shit's unlocking as you go. So yeah, you unlock counselors, you unlock the different versions of Jason. Then, you know, you're earning points alongside that, after every game, which you can use to unlock like perks, for Jason. I mean, it's just like currency, I guess. It's fucking like whatever. Just, and as you level up, you just get more and more of it and shit. So yeah, I mean, for Jason, it's just fucking like what you can unlock and like equip on him is just like different styles of kills. I mean, nothing that like changes the game or anything like that. Just fucking like when you grab somebody and you know, you can hit four different buttons to do like different kills. You know, some of them like weapon kills, some of them will just choke people or like poke out their eyes, like that type of shit. And just, you know, the different ones you just unlock and just like customizing to each Jason you've unlocked. But for each of the counselors, you can spend points to, essentially you get like a fucking, you're opening up like a loot box, like a perk loot box, I guess, you know, it's just like a slot machine spin type of deal, where it just gives you like a random perk of fucking like, all right, well, here's like the perk that's gonna do something, and then like it also gives you like fucking like two, like, all right, this percentage, you know what I mean, and then like a pro, and then like this percentage of a con, like something that's gonna, you know, it's gonna boost this stat, but it's gonna fucking tone down or whatever, fucking decrease like another stat, you know, or whatever the fuck, or like certain abilities. And Yeah, I mean, depending on, like, what you get, it's fucking, like, you know, it's fucking, you know, it could be, like, 10%, like, whatever. I mean, you can fucking equip four perks on each counselor. Yeah, I mean, that shit really, it is, like, fucking, like, loot or whatever the fucking, like, other games where it's fucking, you know, depending on, like, what those, the percentages are, like, it can be either fucking, like, a, like, common, rare, fucking epic perk, all that bullshit. To be honest, I mean, a lot of that shit doesn't seem like that significant. I mean, the best ones that I have are like fucking like, oh, you know, gain like 5% more XP by playing a game, like whatever. Or like, you know, have fucking, you know, you have like a 3% better chance to like stay undetected by fucking Jason's like sensibility, which is like, it's okay. You know, and it's just like a little small little percentage of a fucking boost. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, they're just fucking small buffs, and you know, again, most of them have, like, pretty equal fucking trade-offs, like, oh, you know, you get 3% more fucking strength, but then, like, 2% less stamina, or whatever the fuck. I haven't seen anything that's fucking, like, really, like, oh, man, that's fucking gonna break the game, or that fucking, like, changes this character a lot, or anything like that. Just, you know, I stick with, you know, it's fucking ones I ever like, this one gives you more stamina, fucking faster stamina regeneration for the most part. Because it's just like fuck one of those things where it's fucking like, if you're being chased by fucking Jason and you run out of stamina, you're pretty much done. You know what I mean? So it's fucking like, I want to be able to at least go like, you know, a couple extra seconds and I can fucking like jump into a house or some bullshit. Yeah, so you get those fucking like perks and shit. Yeah, and like the characters again, they all do have different stats, and it's just like the higher levels of play, I guess. Fucking the pro fucking Friday the 13th play is fucking like, yo, if you're playing like different characters, you want to be doing like different shit. Like you know, if you're like a you know, fucking like high stamina fucking character, you know what I mean? It's fucking, he's gonna be able to run forever and blah blah blah, and fucking, you know, high like hit points, whatever the fuck they call it, strength or whatever the fuck. If you're gonna be able to, you know, one of the characters who's able to fucking like run for forever, you know what I mean, run for a long time. You basically want to fucking, maybe not, you know, not go out of your way to fucking find Jason, but like if he finds you, it's like fucking like, all right, well, just gotta try to keep him on you and just try to, you know what I mean, fucking wear him out like as long as you can, you know what I mean? If you can fucking keep him on you for like 5 fucking minutes, you know what I mean, of just fucking going in and out of houses and fucking, you know, juking him out, going around trees and shit. Hopefully everybody else is fucking, you know, while he's occupied with you, you know, the people with the fucking, you know, better repair skills and all that shit are like fucking like, oh, they're repairing the cars and like, you know, Jason's not really bothering them because he's on you type of deal. You know, shit like that, or fucking like, again, if you have the high repair skill, you should be fucking, yeah, if a lot of it comes down to like communication, and if people know what the fuck they're doing, or just fucking, you know, if you have like a shitty repair skill and you're carrying around like a battery up to a car, it's gonna take you like, you know, 10 seconds, you're probably gonna fuck up a couple like the little mini game things, and like fucking, you know, the other person's gonna take like 2 seconds to fucking do it. You know, you should be fucking dropping the fucking battery and giving it to the other person, and they should be doing it, but again, it's fucking just, they're not too different, but just the fact of just fucking like, all right, well, you know, fucking certain people of the different stats, and if you really want to play them, it's not like crazy, it's not like fucking like MMORPG, it's not like fucking like, oh, I'm a tank, and I'm a fucking like whatever, like everybody can do everything, but just fucking like, nah, it's fucking, you know, at best, you know, you want to be doing fucking certain shit, just a little bit differently depending on who you're playing. So yeah, anyway, the game's fun. I mean, as you know, especially the first few days of playing it is fucking, you know, there were a lot of bugs and shit. I mean, you know, same problems for fucking the beta pretty much, and just some of the animations, the interactions and all that shit still kind of fucking janky, and you know, you opening and closing doors. They did fix this, but I mean, the fucking, at the beginning, there's this fucking, like, weird, like, as soon as I started playing, like, I don't know what the fuck they did, but, like, you'd open a door and go through this fucking, like, weird, like, zoom in and zoom out on the character as you were doing it. It's fucking, like, it was real fucking disorienting. why they did that, I don't know. But if they get rid of that, thankfully, that's fucking weird the first couple days. No, it's maybe they that was like their temporary solution to like cover up like how janky that fucking animation is or whatever. But yeah, it was fucking, yeah, that was pretty rough for, you know, again, the game's been like steadily getting better as time goes on. But and other shit, I mean, when you close and like lock the doors and like barricade them and shit, like sometimes the prompt just doesn't fucking show up at all. And Sometimes you have to be in like this exact fucking like spot for it to pop up and for it to work. And other times you can be like fucking like, you know, 2 feet away and your character just kind of like slides up there and does it. It's kind of finicky doing that. And then if you're playing fucking Jason, you can fucking smash windows and shit so that, you know, if somebody jumps through the window, they get cut up and get hurt. And sometimes trying that, like, that shit doesn't fucking work. You know, it's like, you'll be, like, right up against the fucking window, and you're swinging the fucking axe, your weapon, or the fucking, just, like, nothing happens. Like, the weapon just fucking bounces off the wall and shit. That's pretty frustrating. And it's fucking, like, all right, so the window is still there. Just, like, dude, what the fuck? Some of that shit just might be lag. Some of it might be fucking bugs. I don't know. It's kind of why I mean, everybody else really, you played the beta, was just fucking like, oh, you guys are going to have like more betas, right? And fucking, oh no, we're just going to release the game. They probably should have like a second fucking beta. Probably would have smoothed a lot of this shit out. Yeah, then there's, you know, other shit that's fucking like gameplay related or like game settings related anyway. It's fucking like definitely like not lag. It's fucking, this is the game itself. That I'm not a big fan of. I mean, specifically like fucking just the shit of fucking like in the beta. But I remember giving like feedback about, but it's still, now it's in the game. I still have fucking problems with it. Like you know, at first, you know, again, I'm playing with a controller on the fucking PC, and there's no like push to talk on the controller. You know what I mean? It's there's no like button to push to talk. Well, you can use the keyboard to do that. It's fucking like my keyboard's like up and away, you know what I mean? I'm fucking like laying here with the fucking controller and shit. I want everything on the controller. Like, that's fucking ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, this is the fucking the type of game where I would want to fucking use a mic, you know what I mean? That's a good idea. Just fucking, but I also want to use a controller, you know what I mean? This fucking, like, those things are kind of at odds in this game for no good reason that I can tell. I mean, all my fucking mics are broken. I actually just ordered a fucking a new fucking headset and mic and shit. Just because I have like fucking three fucking headsets. Yeah, like three fucking headsets fucking lying around, but fucking like there's something wrong with like each one of them, and none of the fucking mics work on any of them. You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, I'll order a new one and fucking hopefully that works. The only mic I can use is the one I'm fucking using right now. This is fucking giant fucking podcasting mic with no mute button. You know what I mean? It's fucking, and it, again, it has to be like right in my face and shit, and just fucking like, I don't know. So again, between like, I can use a fucking, use a mic or use a controller, you know, type of deal. Fucking like, I'm going to use the controller. I just won't fucking talk. You know what I mean? Yeah, and then the other voice-related problem is there's no way to just fucking, like, turn down everybody else's voice. Like, all right, again, I'm not fucking talking. I don't have a fucking mic that I can use, so I don't want to hear these other fucking retards talk either, you know what I mean? So there's no way to fucking talk back, so yeah, so it's just fucking, like, you think, like, oh, you go into the fucking audio settings and fucking turn down, like, just, there's a thing for voice volume, and I fucking turn that shit all the way down, you know what I mean? Turn that to zero and fucking like, alright, so it mutes everybody in the fucking lobby and shit. You know, I can't hear anybody there. It's either fucking mics fucking like lighting up and shit. But then as soon as you fucking start playing the fucking game, it's fucking like, oh no, there's fucking proximity chat and fucking anybody, you know, anybody fucking that's near you, you can fucking hear them talking and shit. It's just fucking, again, voice volume's at fucking zero, yet I can just hear people right near me fucking talking, and that seems like it's fucking a broken fucking thing, you know. It's fucking, I just want all the voices off. I mean, you can fucking, mute people like one by one, I guess. And the fuck, you know what I mean? You have to fucking open up like the thing and fucking mute the whole, the entire room is fucking, I don't want to do that either, you know? That and fucking, the part seven Jason still fucking sucks to play. I mean, he's the fucking coolest looking one, but he just plays like shit. I mean, fucking, you can't run, so you're fucking relying on your powers and shit, like warping and fucking, like, you know, going to different places on the map, but, you know, using that and fucking grabbing somebody and then fucking, like, oh, they have a pocket knife or somehow they fucking get away and fucking, like, now what, you know what I mean? You're just fucking sitting there waiting on a cooldown, so, no, just fucking not fun. I mean, I played him like once or twice, and I think I killed like, you know, most of the fucking people and shit. It was just fucking like, it's just so fucking frustrating. I mean, there's other ones that don't run. Other Jasons that don't fucking run, but, you know, they have like fucking, the cooldown is on, I think on all of them is like their fucking, their shift ability, which is fucking, you know, you pretty much just fucking like fast forward fucking like Evil Dead type fucking just like going through way faster than fucking the other consoles can run and like fucking like, oh, I can fucking get up next to somebody like that. And I think like the part seven, like his fucking thing, like his like perk is that is, it's like the warp, you can warp around the map type of thing. Like that's the one that cools down faster. And like, that's like, yeah, it's fucking kind of like showing up at random spots and shit. I don't know. I see people play him and fucking kill everybody. Again, I played him a couple times and I've killed like five or six people or whatever, but I don't know, whatever. That's, I just, for some reason, this fucking, yeah. So yeah, that's Friday the 13th. That's out. And, yeah, I'm playing it. I'm playing it a lot. I mean, it's fucking like my main go-to at this point. Again, I'm not going to tell you to play it or not play it because, yeah, somewhere in those credits, there's, My name's in there. It's out there, waiting. Take a break.
White stones quake, nights every fall. Father's talking shit, motherfucker slammed the door. Hit the streets running, cannot take it anymore. In the rain, subway train, I caught all up the floor. On a park bench door, and sleeping here for free. Little kid sitting in the shooting gallery. Set yourself up for innocence to misery. But is this what you want? Not doing what they fucking say. Say, yeah, yeah. Hanging out with Sid yet again in the USA. Sydney, in the USA. Lower East Side, 1976. Who's got the dope and who's turning tricks? Shit, I got a Yota, all for a fix. Ripping off some lady just a point to keep you sick. But I like bone slow when you got nowhere to go. What the fuck happened to your soul when you're low? Is it coming over? Is it coming home? Or mama's disappointed, waiting by the phone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hanging out with Sid yet again in the USA. Sydney, Sydney, in the USA.
Out there too, is The Surge, which is the, I think that's the best soda related game since Cool Spot on the Genesis. So I finished The Surge. It took me about, I've talked about this a while ago, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. I finished it. It took me about, 25-30 hours or so, but I honestly don't have like too much to add to what I already said about it. It's pretty much fucking sci-fi Dark Souls as far as the combat goes, and that's about it. I mean, the entire game just feels like a big like claustrophobic maze, and again, I've already mentioned that shit. Just fucking, you know, the environments and the enemies are they're not nearly as memorable as fucking Dark Souls. So already talked about that too. So. Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's just fun. The game's pretty much just like a series of frustrating fights. You fight the same shit over and over again, and you fucking, you know, gradually get better at dealing with them and dealing with the fucking enemies and shit. And you leveling up as you play to fucking help you. You level up and it fucking helps you survive. Like. Another hit or two, maybe. I mean, then it's fucking, and there's a few cool fucking boss fights and shit, and it's fucking, it's about it. It's very fucking, I mean, it's not a fucking bad game, but it's not fucking, like, amazing. It's not fucking, like, great. It definitely gives you that feeling of being, like, overwhelmed and fucking, like, pissed off and shit again from a Souls game, but, yeah, you know, then fucking like, oh, you know, if you have that fucking, that drive to keep going, it's fucking like, it's frustrating that I fucking died, like, whatever, like, so quickly, but, you know, if you have that fucking, whatever the fuck they call it, masochism, I guess, or whatever, to just be like, fucking like, I was gonna keep playing and shit, but, again, it's satisfying in that way, but it's the rest of the game it feels kind of like hollow, I think. Yeah, after a while, it felt like, all right, I'm just playing this just so I can say that I played it, and I fucking, like, beat it and shit, and just, like, and I didn't really give a shit about fucking, you know, that world, or fucking, like, we're, you know, finding, like, secrets and fucking, like, hidden areas, or, like, whatever the fuck, anything like that. I'm just fucking, like, I'm just trying to figure out fucking pretty much, like, where's the main path here, and, even that's fucking confusing enough, and I think like part of that anyway is intentional. Like, it's going for the game is going for like a sort of like sci-fi horror vibe. You know, the enemies are fucking mechanical, fucking like zombie fucking things, and they do like the HAL 2000 from fucking 2001 or whatever the fucking alien series, like the android thing, and fucking, you know, AI is fucking taking over, and like, you know, whatever, corrupt. I guess that's not really how the androids work in aliens, but you know, fucking Soma, I guess, fucking I don't know if that was it either, System Shock, yeah, or, you know, fucking the AI fucking just taking over shit and corrupting shit. Halo does that too. Yeah, so it is kind of like the Prey 2 fucking against System Shock, BioShock fucking thing. It's just, you know, you're supposed to feel like uncomfortable and like claustrophobic, but yeah, I'm just fucking doing that for like 30 hours, and, you know, getting fucking, again, with the frustrating, like, difficult enemies and shit, and just you know, getting turned around, and fucking most of the game, fucking, you know, all the levels kind of look the same, and that does get a little bit old, you know, and it's fucking like, all right, again, I was just fucking like, all right, I know how this shit works now, and just fucking like, I'll figure this shit out eventually, you know, just fucking keep going, keep plowing through forward, and seeing what the fuck happens, and, yeah, you know, it's also probably, they do that as an excuse to fucking, like, reuse a bunch of assets and shit, just, you know, the same tunnels and rooms and shit. You know, there's probably only, like, half a dozen or so different types of enemies in the entire game, and, yeah, even when there's a change in, like, scenery or fucking type of, like, level design of, like, all right, here's a new level, and just fucking... Like the last level, you're on this fucking, in this giant, like, open, like, 3-floor factory, and then, you know, there's an elevator in the middle. You can move the elevator, like, up and down as you go, like, floor to floor type of deal, and the safe room is on that elevator, you know what I mean? So it's like fucking like, all right, starts off on floor one, and it's like, all right, here's the fucking safe room down here on floor one, and like you go up, keep going up like whatever, the second, the third floor, there's like a panel there, you can like hit that, and then like, all right, now the safe room fucking like lifts up in the middle of the shaft, and you can fucking go and now it's in two, and then, you know what I mean, you can fucking like move it up and down and shit, and it's fucking like, ah, oh, it's kind of a neat fucking level design type of thing, but just like besides that, it's fucking like, all right, well, now this is like a 3-floor fucking maze, you know, of the pretty much how the rest of the game was fucking designed. And then you're fucking, you know, dropping down fucking levels, and you're opening fucking like locks and, you know, locked doors and all that shit. It's fucking, it's just like, yeah, it's still kind of, it still looks the same as like everything else in the fucking game type of deal. Just not that visually interesting. And then again, I fucking beat the game and just fucking like, it's like, yep, I just fucking beat that game, you know, and fucking that was rather difficult, and then fucking like, okay, now I'm done, I guess. Just fucking, you know, delete it and fucking delete it off my fucking hard drive and fucking, I'll probably never think about it again. that's the surge. speaking of boring sci-fi fucking horror, in Alien, the Alien series, I saw fucking Alien Covenant. It's fucking the sequel to Prometheus, the prequel to Alien, the original Alien. And yeah, I wish it was just the sequel to Prometheus, you know what I mean? And fucking, they weren't, you know, then fucking try to connect everything to Alien so hard. They copy a lot of the same shit from fucking the first Alien movie, you know. It's fucking, this shit starts off in a ship, and fucking the ship gets a fucking distress beacon from a planet. They go down to the planet to fucking investigate the beacon, and then what do you know? That's down there is fucking eggs and fucking facehuggers and aliens and shit. And I will say, like the aliens themselves are pretty fucking awesome. I mean, it's fucking CG or whatever, obviously most of it, if not all of it, is fucking like CG, but it's fucking like, oh no, now they're at the point now that fucking, that looks pretty fucking good. Like the aliens look fucking decent, really good in some cases, and doesn't look like fucking shitty cartoon like Alien 3, you know what I mean? There's some fucking brutal kills in there. Fucking some of the newer alien designs are fucking pretty good. Yeah, there's this fucking just white fucking slimy ones that fucking jumping around in the tall grass like they're fucking raptors from the Lost World, and they're fucking pouncing on people and just fucking like mauling them and shit and fucking, yeah. As soon as I saw that, this happens pretty early on when they touch down on the planet. It's fucking like, oh, these white fucking slimy aliens fucking hunting them and shit, and fucking like, oh man, as soon as that happened again, pretty early on, I was thinking, all right, here we go. You know what I mean? This shit's fucking hitting the fan. Real early, this is going to be fucking, going to be awesome. It's just going to be like fucking straight out like them being hunted for fucking the next like hour or so. Because, I mean, that's pretty much been the formula for the original Alien movie and fucking like Prometheus, where it's fucking the first half of the movie is fucking kind of slow, just fucking like hard fucking science fiction, like setting up the world and shit, and then fucking, and then once the alien fucking shows up, and then like after that, it's just like boom, from there on out, it was just fucking straight like horror, fucking slasher, fucking action movie. And yeah, I thought it was fucking like, oh cool, they're just gonna fucking like, you know, they know people are expecting that, so they fucking have that turn like fucking like pretty early in, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, half an hour in the movie, and then now these raptor alien things are on a fucking wilderness planet, are going to be fucking like hunting everybody down for, you know what I mean, fucking an hour and a half. Like, it's going to be fucking awesome. Yeah, then like the entire movie just kind of like screeches to a halt, and it just turns into like this fucking like weird like Frankenstein movie, and you know, the boring parts of the fucking Frankenstein movies are just a lot of fucking dialogue and shit. It's, you know, the android from Prometheus is there, and he's been fucking with this, you know, all the alien creatures and like dissecting them and fucking like splicing them together and trying to make like a more deadly version of them or something like that. I don't know, fucking, they did kind of the same shit in fucking Alien Resurrection too. It's just a lot of fucking, again, it's a lot of talking, a lot of like exposition, and none of it's really that interesting. It's fucking like, oh, look at my lab, blah blah blah. Oh, aren't they beautiful? And blah blah blah. Aren't they, you know, just that type of shit. Just like, yeah, I get it. Yeah, you know, what I mean, this fucking shit drags on for way too long. I'm just fucking him like explaining the shit. And they pull like an Alien 3 where they kill off like the best character from like fucking Prometheus, you know, from like the previous movie. Is fucking like, oh. Yeah, remember them? Well, they're dead, and here's the fucking dead body for a fucking second. You know, the main fucking scientist chick from fucking Prometheus. I mean, they built her up the entire fucking, you know, Prometheus movie to fucking be the new like Ripley type of deal, and fucking like, again, like that entire movie is fucking like, oh, who am I supposed to be? You know, you didn't really know who the main character was like till like towards the end. And I'm like, all right, her, and like fucking again, I've watched the movie a couple times. And like, oh no, she's pretty cool. She's a decent character, and then like. And this one, like, oh no, she's dead on a table somewhere, and fucking like, okay, that's pretty fucking lame, you know what I mean? It's fucking, that's all that they're gonna show of her. And then they want you to fucking care about, like, fucking some new fucking broad now, who fucking, she barely does anything again until the end, and fucking, it's like, I don't give a fuck about her, or any of the characters in the movie, they're all pretty fucking lame. And they're all fucking married for some reason. There's like, I was like a dozen people fucking awake on the ship. Yeah, it was fucking, you know, one guy died right off the bat, and like his wife's like crying and like upset and shit. It's like, all right, you know what I mean? I'll buy that, I guess. Like fucking, like whatever. Married couple there, fucking on the ship. Then like fucking like later on, another guy's like, hey, you know, don't go hitting on my wife now, to like somebody else. And like, you know, the other character's like, oh, I got my own wife right here, and fucking just like, what the fuck is going on? It's just like odd, you know what I mean? It's like fucking, again, it's fucking like whatever, a dozen characters, and like all but like two of them are all fucking like in like, you know, they're all couples. It's like, this fucking is really weird and fucking like confusing and shit. You know, it's like halfway through the movie, they fucking split up, and like, you know, a few of them are on the fucking stranded on the fucking planet. And there's like, you know, the crew, you know, rest of the crew's like in the ship fucking up in orbit, and fucking Danny McBride's character is like, hey, that's my wife down here. It's like, what, you too? Like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, it's just fucking, it's just strange. It seems like a fucking lazy way to build fucking connections with the characters. And, you know, they're all fucking like crying like, oh, I just lost my wife, oh, I just lost a husband too. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, like, I'm gonna go bang my wife in the shower, and oh, there's an alien to fucking come and murder us, like, you know, and fucking, like, whatever, bad psycho fucking homage, you know what I mean? Just like, I don't know, pretty weak sauce shit of the characters in there. And so it's just like, yeah, I mean, fucking, again, fucking the alien effects are cool. It's fucking, you know, the one standout scene is, you know, the one fucking standout is fucking, they have like this flashback that like explains like what happens after like Prometheus, you know, and Prometheus at the end, they fucking go on the ship to fucking go find like the homeland or whatever, fucking the engineers and shit. Yeah, so then in Alien Covenant, they're showing like fucking like, oh, you know, it is fucking David the android fucking piloting the ship, and he fucking gets there and fucking, it's like, oh, cool, you know, you see the fucking this home world, there's a fucking civilization there, and it's fucking seeing something new and interesting, and fucking like that lasts for like two minutes, and then, you know, then the fucking flashback ends, and it goes back to like fucking like the Frankenstein shit of fucking, you know what I mean, present day type shit. It's fucking like, dude, wait a minute, you know, you just have to fucking sit back through all this fucking exposition of what happened, and it's just fucking like, just go back to that, like that would have been the fucking the better movie of fucking, you know, that flashback right there, you know, that should have been like Prometheus too. But yeah, as I did say that over and over, you know, it's fucking faggots complaining, you know, there weren't enough aliens in Prometheus, so it's like, you know, and then fucking you get Alien Covenant, and fucking, like, here you go, it's fucking pretty much another by-the-numbers fucking alien movie, and just more talky, you know what I mean, fucking, and get then the same faggots are complaining, oh, it's too samey, and blah, 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 just, I don't know. Anyway, fucking the aliens are good. I just wanted fucking some newer, weirder shit, but oh well, fucking Alien Covenant, kind of boring. That's my take on that. You know what else is fucking pretty gay is Vanquish. They're back to games now. I don't know. That's just kind of an aside. Yeah. So Vanquish was one of those cult hits from the Xbox 360 generation, where, you know, one of those deals where, you know, you'd hear a few people talking about fucking, oh, Vanquish is awesome, fucking, you know what I mean, I love that game and whatever, but for the most part, nobody gave a shit about it. I didn't. I mean, I think I avoided it basically because it was fucking, mostly because it was made by fucking Platinum Games, and again, after I fucking played Bayonetta and I fucking hated that so much, you know, I avoided that company like the fucking plague. And now fucking 10 years later, whatever the fuck, fucking like, oh man, I wish I did that. It was a smart move. And I just fucking played fucking Bayonetta and fucking hated that again. So I was fucking, I don't know, I'm like fucking like, ah, oh, Christ, you know what I mean? Fell for it this time, I guess. I get Vanquish, get released on Steam, fucking, you know, remastered, up-res, fucking 4K, blah, blah, blah. You know, plus they had some deal where it's fucking like, oh, if you purchased, Bayonetta on Steam, which I foolishly did that, you get like 20% off Vanquish or some shit, which is like, oh, you know, what a deal, you know, fucking 20% off this fucking game. So yeah, it ended up being like $15 or some shit like that. So it's just like, ah, you know, fucking game looks pretty gay, you know, and I don't like fucking Platinum Games at all, but you know, I've heard people saying it's, you know, that I heard people talking about it, you know, after it got re-released, and fucking like, oh no, I remember it back in the day, I played it, yeah, it's like fucking like real short, it's like 4 hours long, like whatever, I'm just fucking, so I'm just like, you know, how bad can this thing be, and it's fucking like whatever, only, whatever, the $15 or whatever, so I'm like, I'll give it a shot. Again, the worst case scenario is I waste fucking 4 hours of my time. So yeah, I actually played it for about an hour, and that's all I could take. I'm all fucking set with it. Just real fucking dumb, real dumb fucking game. It's like it plays like a bad anime, Gears of War, with a bunch of cutscenes, and it takes place in space. Again, there's kind of a theme here. So you're fighting robots and shit, and It's just so fucking like over the top fucking anime bullshit, fucking, you know, a bunch of like jump cuts, you know, just fucking like real quick, and just fucking like, oh, here's some explosions and fucking robots flying, and fucking cut to this bullshit, and just like this fucking androgynous fucking character with like spiky hair, and just like whatever, fucking. And they do the fucking Kojima thing where it's fucking like, all right, play the, you know, watch a cutscene, you fucking play the game for like 2 minutes at the most, and you fucking, you know, walk down a hallway and fucking like, oh, another fucking 5 minute long cutscene fucking plays. That shit fucking drives me nuts. And then on top of that, they throw in the fucking, the worst part of fucking Gears of War, the fucking walking around slowly with your fucking hand in your ear, listen to somebody talk like that shit, fucking, it's like, I can't fucking take this, like, this fucking drive me fucking crazy. Then the gameplay, when you actually get to play it, it's just fucking, just cover-based shooting, fucking mixed with, like, Stranglehold or, like, Max Payne type, slow motion, bullet time, I guess. You can dive left and right, and you slide on your knees, and, like, whatever, and when you do that, it fucking slows down, and just, yeah, the fucking sliding just looks retarded. I mean, like, the guy's like sliding like he's fucking like playing baseball, sliding to fucking like home base or whatever, and just looks real dumb. It's just like the guy goes, you can just do it like whenever you want, pretty much. So the guy goes from like standing still to just like sliding around on the fucking floor forever, and just fucking, you know, dead stop to fucking full speed, and, you know, he's fucking sliding up like fucking flights of stairs and shit. Just like, this looks bad. This looks so fucking bad, and it plays fucking bad. And it's, I don't know, I didn't like the look of the character. I just didn't like anything about the game. It's like, I just don't like it. And again, I only played it for like an hour. Just fucking, I like nothing about what I'm seeing or playing here. I played like 3 or 4 levels and just fucking, I can't do this. It's fucking the patented fucking Platinum cringy fucking like cheesiness, and just like freaking, oh, they're trying like so hard to be like whatever, fucking high octane action, fucking just stylish, fucking just like, oh, it's fucking painful. I don't know, dude, fuck Platinum and fuck that game. Yeah, so I was getting back, and I'm like, well, I was talking about more Friday the 13th. I was getting back into some fucking multiplayer with Friday the 13th. Yeah, so I'll be honest, most of this fucking week I was fucking Other games I was playing, fucking like in the back of my head, I'm just fucking like thinking, just fucking I should be playing Friday the 13th instead. So, even though, as I said before, fucking, you know, Friday the 13th, fucking, it's not a great game. It's got some fucking major problems and shit. I actually heard somebody fucking describe it like perfectly. I think it was some guy on YouTube. It's just fucking GGG Man Lives. I think he just like all fucking pretty good. Good reviewer. He is a lot of Australian guy. He does fucking a lot of like shooters and shit. But yeah, I heard him fucking say something that's fucking like, I don't know, that describes it fucking perfectly. Is fucking the best bad game I've played in a long time. Is fucking, yep, that's it right there. Yeah, so I was trying to fucking, I was trying to fucking mix it up and fucking, you know, throwing in different games, fucking, I just can't just sit here and just play this like forever. So I'm just fucking trying different games and shit, and just I just don't want to be fucking playing and talking about fucking Friday the 13th or fucking weeks on end, because fucking again, Christ knows I've already fucking played it enough already, or talked about it enough already. So I think at this point I'm like fucking like 50 hours, something crazy, if I could play that game for like 50 hours. But so yeah, I was trying different shit, just fucking something's gonna grab me here, and nothing really did. I tried playing this fucking online shooter called Rising Storm 2 Vietnam, which caught my attention for a few reasons. And fucking, you know, I'm still waiting on that first great fucking Vietnam war game. You know, fucking Battlefield Vietnam was pretty good, but that was more just like a DLC pack. Just fucking, like, I had a couple maps, like, whatever. So I'm just like, yeah, I saw that fucking, you know, Rising Storm 2 Vietnam. There's the setting, plus I never played a fucking Rising Storm game, but I always heard fucking good things about them. Just, you know, I was fucking, oh, they're super realistic, fucking hardcore, fucking, you know, whatever. Epic fucking shooters, multiplayer shooters, like, etc., fucking, like, whatever. So it's like that. It's like, oh man, like that kind of, like, you know, nitty gritty hardcore fucking realistic fucking Vietnam game, that sounds pretty fucking cool, right? I mean, plus it was like whatever, 12 or 13 bucks or some shit on like CD Keys. I saw it there, so I'm like, fucking, well, that helps too. I'll fucking whatever, just pick it up. What's the worst that can happen? So yeah, so I start the game up, fucking crank the graphics up to fucking ultra, because whatever, I can do that, even though, you know, I have fucking 1080p TV, fucking, I crank it up to ultra, so it's going at 4K, but it's fucking downscaled to 1080, it's like, whatever, it should look amazing, and fucking, I hear these games are fucking, again, realistic looking, and fucking, you know, real detailed, and this should be fucking amazing, fucking cranked up like this, and then it's like, ah, no controller support, but whatever. I'm sure it's fucking real complicated, so, you know, you have to use the keyboard and the mouse. And again, not my favorite thing in the world, but again, I was thinking, like, the game is so hardcore, it probably uses every fucking, you know, every key on the keyboard, and fucking makes sense, you know, and whatever. It's probably gonna be a huge fucking learning curve here. And so yeah, I'm like, all right, just fucking around and fucking away. I was going to the firing range for a little bit and just get fucking a client, you know, get acclimated to the fucking controls and shit, and just start doing that. And it's just fucking like, man, this game looks fucking rough. It looks like a fucking like up-res game from like fucking like 10 years ago. It's pretty, everything's all fucking like blocky and like flat and shit. I'm just fucking like, I'm assuming this is, again, it's probably just like an expansion or like a mod or whatever from the previous game, which I believe like Rising Storm 2 came out a while ago, fucking, which is, I mean, yeah, I mean, that game is old at this point, so. But, I mean, it's not a big deal, really. It's just fucking, you know, I'm like, whatever, I can fucking deal with some shitty graphics as long as the gameplay is good, you know. So, yeah, just fucking around in the firing range and just fucking, everything just seemed fucking, like, surprisingly simple. It was fucking, like, oh, the usual that you'd expect, fucking WASD fucking to walk, and, you know what I mean, hold shift to run, fucking R reloads, all that shit. Nothing too crazy. I mean, just fucking, like, whatever. Just, yeah, the only thing I'm fucking just, like, I'm, like, as I'm fucking, like, you know, just targets and shit, I'm just fucking, like, running around and fucking, I'm, like, just The big thing is everything seems pretty fucking like janky and like jerky and shit. Like you fucking like aim down the sights and fucking the, you know, the hand movements as you're doing that are pretty fucking goofy. And just, I'm like, all right, well, whatever. I was fucking like, let's just play a match, you know, fuck it. And I started up and it just fucking, just again, it looks and it feels like a fucking really old game. It's really not, there's nothing to it. I mean, it's just fucking really bland, bad battlefield. I mean, it's fucking just boring maps, no fucking vehicles as far as, you know, as far as I can tell. It's fucking, just a lot of like, all right, just moving up a little bit, stop behind a wall, just fucking look around. Crouching down if you see somebody and just fucking like taking pot shots at each other left and right and just fucking, I don't know. There's just fucking like no feedback as to you like fucking, oh, that's the other thing too. I mean, using the mouse, there's no, you know what I mean? It's fucking weird using the mouse. There's no like fucking like rumble feedback or anything when he's shooting. It's just kind of something that you miss. You know, I didn't really think about it until fucking, you know, he's that playing with the mouse. It's fucking just click, click, click to fucking shoot type of deal. So yeah, I mean, it's fucking, yeah, it's movie, you know, it's fucking, or when you get hit and shit, there's like nothing that's really just fucking, it's just like, screen just turns black or whatever. He's getting hit from people fucking laying in bushes and shit, which is, again, it's like, yeah, cool, it's fucking Vietnam, but it's fucking just, it looks really fucking bad. Yeah, it's the game in general. Like, yeah, you look off into the distance and you see the fucking same like tree stamped over and over again, like in a grid type of deal. It's, you know, it looks like a fucking like screensaver, like a glitch or something. There's fucking just like everything's just like stamped, stamped tree, fucking 1-1-1. You know, fucking just like on forever. It's like that doesn't look good at all. Yeah, just fucking, again, it just looks and feels just kind of like a cheap game. I paid fucking $12 for it, but you know, even some of the cool shit you can do, it's fucking like, oh, you can lay down like mines or like fucking like punji stake traps and shit, and it's fucking like, oh, that seems kind of neat, try doing that. And you know, you do that and the fucking, the animation of you doing that, it's fucking terrible, you know, it's fucking just like so fucking shitty looking, and it takes like fucking like 10 seconds of you just fucking like looking at like this highlighted like pile of dirt on the ground, and it's fucking like your guys look a little shovel, and it's fucking like so slow and shit. It's fucking, and then it just says on the screen, like, fucking, like, trap set or some shit. Just like, okay, it's like no real, like, sound or, like, animation or anything like that. Just fucking, I don't know, they can, like, walk over it and just fucking hope somebody steps on it, I guess. You know what I mean? Just fucking, you know, and then you step in one and just fucking, like, oh, all that happens is, like, you know, your screen turns black and you die, like, that type of thing. Like, no sound, I don't think, no nothing, just fucking, like, oh, you're dead. Like, fucking, like, all right, look up the kill feed and, like, fucking, like, oh, okay, I guess you just fucking stepped on a trap, I guess. Like, it's, I don't know, it's just fucking, like, no, oh, it doesn't feel, like, visceral, you know, there's no fucking, like, impact to anything in the game. Yeah, the only good thing is the racism. It's about the really fucking stereotypical fucking Vietnamese accents and shit. That's pretty funny. Is, you know, oh, we take a point B. You know, then everyone in the chat's fucking typing like, oh, fuck you, GI. Oh, love you long time, $5, like that type of shit. That's probably the highlight. Again, I played a few fucking rounds and just thought like fucking like, why the hell am I playing this? You know what I mean? It's like, I can't think of a good reason why I'd be playing this. It's fucking so many other like better shooters out there to waste my time with this shit. And fucking like, I don't know. Still waiting on a good fucking NOM game. So yeah, what else did I come across in my travels here? Tekken 7, I played that. I mean, I don't know about that fucking game either. I mean, I don't know. I've never been a fucking huge Tekken fan. I played a few of them, and fucking, they're all right. They always came across to me as just fucking, you know, pretty fucking generic, forgettable 3D fighting games, and it's like, I don't know, this one looked pretty cool, and then I started playing it, and it reminds me of like a really slow and shittier Dead or Alive. Granted, some of the Dead or Alive characters came from Tekken, you know what I mean, but I don't know, I just like the way fucking the Dead or Alive games feel, like, so much better. Tekken feels like you're fighting, like, underwater, like, everything just seems, like, real slow, and fucking, You bring up the fucking moves list for each character, and there's fucking just like there's hundreds of fucking moves, but they're all just like these generic, just fucking moves and combos and shit, just fucking like, you know, kick, punch, kick, fucking punch, punch, kick, and just fucking back and kick, and again, like Dead or Alive is kind of like that, but then it's fucking just like, oh, like, you know, you get more like different shit, I don't know. There's more to Dead or Alive, I think. You know, you fucking, like, you know, the grappling and fucking, like, countering and all that shit. There's just fucking, like, I don't know, fucking kick and punch and do other shit. And it seems like there's no, like, rhyme or reason to, like, how, like, the fucking controls are. You know, it's fucking, like, left, it's, like, fucking left and right punch and, like, left and right kick. And I think that's about it. And then fucking, like, you hold press 2 to fucking, like, grab and just, I don't know, it just feels like fucking like every other fucking fighting, 3D fighting game from the 90s and fucking with better graphics. Like, you could tell me this is a new fucking like Virtua Fighter or like Soul Calibur. It's like, I'd believe you. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I don't know. Although fucking to be fair, fucking Soul Calibur has a lot of weapons and shit. That's a little bit different. I probably could tell that. So, so I played through the fucking the story of Tekken 7, and just, you know, once again, just fucking anime bullshit, just fucking nonsensical fucking garbage. I played it for like an hour or so, you know, on my first, you know, first booting up the game. I played it for like an hour and just fucking like, it's so fucking dumb. It was putting me to fucking sleep. Like, this is just too much. Like, it's just like too over the top, or it's fucking just, I don't know, it's fucking like too much garbage. And just fucking, I'm just trailing off, losing fucking attention. Just fucking real cheesy, cringy fucking Japanese garbage about fucking people turning into fucking demons and they're running corporations and some UN soldiers fucking fighting them or some bullshit. There's a fucking space laser satellite fucking up in space. I don't fucking know. I was fucking like tuning out of most of it. I just can't deal with this. A little too Japanese. And again, I'm just fucking, I'm hearing people complain fucking, oh, you know, the story mode in Tekken 7 is too short. You know, it feels like some shit got cut out from it. And it's like, I don't know, three hours or some shit like that. It was fucking, oh man, this seems like excruciatingly long to me. It's just fucking trying to sit through this bullshit. Then they do some fucking, like, dumb shit with, like, just how the story mode's designed. I mean, just, there's no real, like, tutorial mode in the game. They just have, like, whatever, it's the versus CPU, basically, you know, fucking, like, fight a dummy type of deal and put them in different states. But, I'm just, like, starting this story, and it's fucking, story starts, and it's fucking, it's like, all right, showing you, like, the basics at first. It's like, you know, the first fight you do, it's like, all right, well, forward and back to move and bullshit and fucking like, oh, here's your two punch buttons, here's your two kick buttons, and fucking like, all right, yeah, whatever, and it's fucking like, go fucking fight. And all right, so I'm just thinking like, all right, well, this, the story mode at least will fucking go through the basics of the controls and combos and that shit. And then sorry again, I just got like constant fucking phlegm here. It's pretty gross. The first fight was like, all right, so I'll do the fucking story. It's pretty much going to show me the how to play this fucking game. So the next fight, you know, fucking next fight, it's, all right, it's how you block, you know, hold back to block. And then after that, it's just all over the fucking place from there. It's like, you know, sometimes you're fighting like fucking like half a dozen guys in a row, you know, fucking half a dozen like shit fights of like the same guy over and over. Sometimes you're fighting fucking one person, they have like two health bars and you only have one. Sometimes you're fucking like, oh, their health is regenerating. And sometimes you can build up like a rage mode if you take enough damage and fucking do like a special, or, you know, you have a special meter. And it's like, sometimes you don't, and it's just all over the fucking place. And just, you know, sometimes the guy you're fighting has like a bunch of armor on, he can barely fucking damage him. It's just like there's no consistency to this. I was playing it to fucking like kind of like learn the basics, but it's like, this isn't really teaching me shit. They just keep fucking like changing the rules and just like whatever. You know, and the fight, the later fights, the fucking on going the later fights in the game are just fucking like ridiculously hard for me anyway, because I'm fucking like, again, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, you know, constantly switching up the fucking the characters and the rules and shit, and just fucking like, I don't know, I'm playing on like normal, and just fucking like, this is just fucking like, again, I'm not really having fun, I'm just fucking just like excruciating, so I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'm just like, turn the difficulty down to easy. Because, you know, again, I wasn't getting a whole lot out of it anyway, so it turned down to easy, and then the fucking the inputs like completely changed. Like, it's just like you press a fucking punch button, you're doing like uppercuts and shit, and it's fucking like they're floating up in the air forever, and he's like pretty much just fucking just keep doing like combos over and over, and it's fucking like, dude, this is fucking retarded. And like, and then like fucking like, all right, what I was using before on normal, the grab, like fucking now I'm like pressing the buttons and like fucking like nothing's happening. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's completely changed too. It's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. Again, playing through, I'm like, this is like teaching me fucking nothing. Like, I'm getting absolutely nothing out of playing through this fucking story mode. But, so I suffered through it anyway for some reason, and it's fucking terrible. It's real bad. Then once you finish that, it opens up like a mini story mode where you have like each character in the game you can select, and they just do like these one-off fights pretty much. I mean, you start off as like a little text intro, and you fucking just like, all right, then you have a fight, and then it gives you like a cheesy fucking ending, and all of those are fucking also really bad. I did all those for some fucking reason. It's fucking like, man, all these fucking characters are fucking really shitty, you know, really ass fucking bad characters. And they're all fucking like corny fucking comic relief fucking anime characters. Or they're just like super fucking bland. I mean, it's like, who can forget the fucking fat guy in the fucking Hawaiian shirt, you know, named Bob, or fucking, oh, here's Paul, and here's fucking Eddie, and some fucking Vanilla Ice looking guy, and just like, dude, this is fucking garbage. And then, you know, there's fucking two bears for some reason. So it's just like, I don't know, I really don't fucking care for this gameplay, and it's fucking like nothing about it's fucking like grabbing me. It's fucking just everything I see, I just do not like it all. It's like, you know, the whole time I was fucking playing it, I'm just like thinking, like, I could be playing fucking better fighting games right now. I could be playing fucking Dead or Alive 5 or fucking Injustice 2 or fucking Mortal Kombat X or like Killer Instinct, just fucking like anything really. Just fucking, I don't know, just fucking Tekken just seems really fucking bottom of the barrel. I mean, I finished all the fucking story modes, and then I played a couple rounds of arcade, the arcade mode, and then I was fucking like, fuck it, dude. I'm just having no fun with this. I'm getting nothing out of this. Fucking uninstall. I just like quit. Fucking uninstall it. Just fucking like, that's it. And then, I'm thinking about fucking hooking up my Xbox One for the first time in like 3 months just to play Dead or Alive 5 again, which is, it's just a much, much fucking better game. It's fucking, it's way more to it. Like, again, way more to the fighting and fucking just, you know, the stages and the characters and all that shit. Fucking, I don't know. That's a much better game. Been kind of a mad week. Again, as far as playing all these games, just fucking like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to play this. And probably, you know, besides fucking Friday the 13th, which is, which is a bad game, but a good bad game, and, you know, I'm fucking obsessed with it. And, you know, I even ordered fucking a headset yesterday so I can fucking like talk to the people who play it and shit. So I'll spare you. Don't worry, I'll spare you from too much fucking Friday the 13th talk, just because E3 is next week, I believe. But I'm not even going to talk about that fucking next week, because it's going to be a special fucking 100th episode celebration there. So you can look forward to fucking late E3 reporting on episode 101, because, hey, you know, fuck it, whatever. Everybody else will be fucking covering E3 anyway, so fuck it. You're not gonna be missing much. I don't have too much fucking insider information or like exclusive interviews or anything. It's gonna be watching the same fucking videos as everybody else. But on a completely fucking unrelated note, I saw a pretty good fight the other night. That was good. Better than Tekken anyway. I went to the fucking gas station on my break at midnight, and fucking like, as soon as I fucking like, all right, pull up to the fucking next to the door, get out of my car and just fucking see some fucking like shirtless guy fucking by the pumps, just fucking like clock somebody and just fucking, and just get on top of him and just like start beating the, like pounding his fucking face in, like as he's down, like into the fucking, into the curb on the, you know, by the gas pump and just fucking like, huh, that's fucking interesting. You know what I mean? Just fucking guys getting his fucking face pounded in. So yeah, I watched that for like a second or so, and it's fucking just went, ah, you know, well, better get my fucking drink from here from the fucking gas station and get out of here before the fucking cops show up. So so I did that, and then fucking I thought it was funny that the kid was such a fucking idiot. He's fucking like, the cops show up and he fucking runs off into the bushes and shit and like hides and fucking like whatever. I don't think the cops even like chased him. They're just like, okay, like whatever. They just fucking, he left his car there. They fucking like tow his car and shit. Like, I don't know. It's fucking kids fighting. It's fucking good for him. You know what I mean? It's not like you fucking like stabbed him or fucking like shot him or whatever. It's like whatever. It's to fucking like fight. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, he would have spent the night in jail and fucking and got out the next day and fucking like whatever, no big deal. I don't know. And now he has to get his fucking car out and shit, and probably is like fucking like, you know, running from the cops now. It's pretty dumb. Anyway, gruntfreepress.com is the website that I've been fucking neglecting lately. And yeah, it's going to be another minimal effort podcast next week. I don't know if there's any other kind. So yeah, maybe I'll fucking put the time into writing a review or something like that, or not. I don't know. It's been fucking brutal getting back from fucking vacation. Just fucking like, I don't know what the fuck I have now. It's a fucking like nasty like phlegm lung. I got the old phlegm lungs. Yeah, but podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. I've been absolute deicide, and next week, you know, again, I'm saying fucking it's going to be minimal effort, but it'll be getting more of me than you can possibly ever want. So look forward to that. And later, killers.
Destiny calls. You don't know us, you don't belong. We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. So condescending, your call is never ending. We don't want nothing, not a thing from you. Your life is tried and jaded, boring and confiscated. If that's your best won't do. gonna take it? Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. We're not gonna take it. Oh no, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.